And that then Mama was 12 when Grandpa died in Louisiana, because they moved his body here about 10 years ago. And then she got out, the kids got out and worked. And I think Grandma was sort of sickly. You know how they, in those days, they used to, if the women, if they sort of, she was never well. She was never well all the years I remember.
Did they ever talk about their schooling, or do you have any idea?
They weren't, no. Grandma, they didn't go to school.
Do you know if they could read and write?
I know they couldn't.
Do you know anything about earlier ancestors, earlier than your grandparents, where they originally came from, or anything like that?
Oh, other than, yeah. I know that when they settled, they were the exiles. They originally were they had come up the coast, and originally were from they settled in Nova Scotia before they came to Louisiana. They didn't want them in Nova Scotia either, so they were religious exiles.
I see. The evangelist story and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And your husband, is he from around here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was born in La Vetra too. Mm-hmm.
And he's how old now?
He's 44.
Is he in any sort of civic group or church group or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
And what about his school?
High school.
And he's a member of same church?
No, he's Baptist.
And what about his people? Where are they from?
They're German and Indians from Mississippi. And I don't know anything about, I don't think he even knows about his people.
Really? Mm-hmm. The house that you grew up in, could you tell me a little bit about what it was like, the different rooms it had in it and all that?
You ready for this?
Yeah, I think.
There were four of us kids, and I was one of six children, but there were four of us in the first family, more or less. I was the baby of that older group, and I was the oldest of the three that were born after me. When Mom and them migrated down here, what they had a camp-like thing. I don't know what you would call it, similar to in these days, sort of like just a long row house. Let's put it that way, that's what it was. And it was right there behind the school. They just tore them down a few years ago. And six people lived in two rooms. In two rooms till I was 10 years old.
Okay.
And I can remember there were two boys and two girls. And well, you didn't have a living room. We had the two rooms, and the beds were in that front room, and then a kitchen, a very small kitchen with a table and a wood stove.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. No bathrooms.
Yeah. So it was just a two room?
Mm-hmm. There were a lot of rooms together, but all the French, the new generation French, the Cajun French that they called us when we came down here, all of them and Mac Phillip put us up in there, and I was born in that room.
Mm-hmm.
And we lived there till I was 10.
Mm-hmm.
And the other families were in the same way. They had two rooms.
Yeah, and you would call that a row house?
I think that's what they would call it now. We call them the camps.
What about the house that you're living in now? How long have you been there?
I've been living in my house 15 years. In the house, when we moved, when I was 10, we moved. Just Papa and them finally saved enough money to build a house, and what they call it, one of those shotgun house type things that they built. Only it's two rooms on one side and two on the other, and straight back.